At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday early access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Weather could get dicey today, and we want to make sure that you're ready.
At least two chances for storms throughout the next 24 hours.
Let's check in with Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff for a breakdown of what's ahead and when the worst might hit. Danny.
Yeah, paper-thin line of storms to the west of us, still 2-3 hours away from Fort Worth and Denton. But again, they're going to be very weak when they come through here late morning. But again, tonight, from midnight to 5 a.m. tomorrow morning, there's going to be some big supercells. These contain very large hail and damaging winds. And tornado threat's low, but never out of the question with any severe storm. We've got a front that's going to go stationary just off to our northwest. So I'm drawing a line pretty much along Interstate 30 and points north from midnight to 5 a.m. That's our first out of a series of events that are going to be unfolding here off and on until Saturday afternoon.
Thank you so much. And we sent Russell Scott out to check on conditions this morning.
Well, as Dan mentioned, no rain just yet. We've got no problems on 75 Central Expressway, at least not right here in the Knox Henderson area. Traffic looks like it's moving at pretty much the posted speed, or maybe a little bit faster than that. I'll tell you the one thing I have noticed, the wind has picked up just a little bit ahead of whatever kind of weather we're going to get later today. And that has caused a few issues. I've seen a lot of blowing trash and caught one man chasing his ball cap across the parking lot here at the gas station. But warm, windy, so far no rain to speak of just yet. Along Central Expressway near Knox Henderson, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Dallas City Manager meets today with the five finalists who are applying to become the next Dallas Police Chief.
I'm here at Dallas City Hall, where yesterday the five had a long meet and greet with members of the public who got to question the candidates face to face.
Somebody who's collaborative, somebody who's willing to invest in conversations.
The finalists include one woman, Dallas Assistant Chief Katrina Shedd, along with Carrollton Police Chief Roberto Arredondo, former FBI Assistant Director Brian Bodig, Daniel Como, who's with the Drug Enforcement Administration, and current Dallas Interim Police Chief Michael Igo. All five will be meeting today with City Manager Kimberly Tolbert. At Dallas City Hall, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, mandating that Texas sheriffs from urban counties cooperate with federal agencies and ICE agents in deportations is the goal of legislation passed by State Senate Republicans on Tuesday. Senator Charles Schwarzner authored SB 8.
This bill strengthens Texas's illegal immigration enforcement by mandating participation in the ICE 287G program.
It provides local law enforcement with training and the authority to verify immigration status and detain up to 48 hours. Senate Democrats unsuccessfully argued against calling it an unfunded mandate that makes Texans less safe. State Senator Cesar Blanco.
This bill puts our communities at risk because we're taking these local law enforcement off the beat to do what the Border Patrol and ICE are supposed to be doing.
Around 40 counties currently take part in the ICE 287 program.
An Arlington death investigation and unrelated hit and run are both tied to a 23-year-old suspect who police arrested after a series of events this week. Arlington Police Sergeant Alex Rosado says a 63-year-old woman was found dead at an apartment complex near Highway 360 and Green Oaks Boulevard. They used witness descriptions and an ankle monitor to find the suspect.
This was a very complex, very dynamic case. It took a lot of work from a lot of people across the department, and we're very proud of the work that our detectives did, that our officers on the street did.
Jacob Arriaga Guerrero was taken into custody. The hit and run happened Tuesday morning. A woman and dog who were injured are expected to be okay.
You know, I was going to ask if you lay there in bed and look at your phone, look at screens before you go to bed, but I know that you do.
Yeah.
Everybody does.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the question is, how long do you spend looking at screens in bed before you decide to finally go to sleep? A new study finds that using screens in bed for just 1 hour increases the insomnia risk by nearly 60% and reduces sleep duration by 24 minutes. Researchers from the Norwegian Institute of Public Health analyzed data from over 45,000 university students and discovered that the total screen time matters more than the specific activity. Whether it's social media, watching movies, or gaming, screen time is screen time.
And if you talk to health experts, they'll tell you it's the blue light.
Interesting.
And it triggers your body into thinking it's daylight and you need to wake up. So the trick is to not do that 30 minutes before you go to bed and put your phone in another room to charge so you're not tempted and you hear, you know, the little ding.
Okay, Mom.
Put it in
the bathroom.
Right. I'm right.
She's totally right.
Of course she's right.
There's a blue light filter too, right, that you can turn on?
Yes.
Yeah, but that doesn't really help.
Yeah, and you can buy glasses that filter the blue, but you could also just put your phone down.
Yeah, put your phone down and go to bed.
Read a book or something.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
We are the station in DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Hi, good morning and happy Liberation Day. Well, not for at least 7.5 hours, though. You know, that was just insidious. Originally, the Rose Garden ceremony announcing all the tariffs and finally some clarification and everything we'd been speculating about for so long was at 2 o'clock Central Time. Then they moved it to 3 o'clock for so that it comes out after the market closes. So we've got another day of speculation and jockeying, and nobody really knows. So everything I tell you really has an asterisk next to it. Now, here's the first asterisk. If the Dow opened right now, we'd be down 333 points, so the selling is resuming. The NASDAQ looks down 211, the S&P down 52 points. We do have a few things to occupy us during the interim, however. For example, mortgage applications came out today. So how did the last week look? Well, the overall number was a negative 1.6%, but it was only refinancing. Refinancings week over week were down 6%. The purchase index, new home purchases, were actually up 2%. Then there's this advanced look at employment. Now, Friday's the big day. That's when we hear from the Labor Department and find out overall numbers, including government jobs, remember. But the ADP private survey came out just a few minutes ago, and private employment was stronger than expected. It's supposed to be bouncing back from up 77 to 118. It was 155,000, so really well above expectations. And as usual, it's the service sector that was gaining jobs, 132,000, not so much the manufacturing. But job gains were sort of evenly distributed. Small business added 42,000, mid-size 43,000, big business added 59,000. A little later on this morning, we'll get factory orders and then also petroleum import numbers. Well, watching crude prices drop back, well, down 42 cents right now, $70.78. The 5-week highs we backed off from were probably induced by the possibility of losing some imports from Mexico and Venezuela and Canadian suppliers. But now there's also talk about demand destruction, that if this economy slows down, we're not going to consume as much oil, so the prices will fall. We'll see. Right now, it looks like prices fall across the board. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Fort Worth could ask voters for an $800 million line of credit next year. The city's last bond passed in 2022, but council members say they're still hearing from people, especially about traffic. Councilman Adam Blaylock says transportation will make up the biggest chunk of the next bond, but that won't even cover everything the department actually needs.
The needs that are identified for the city for transportation could 100% consume this bond and two more of the same size.
Yes.
It's by far and away our most outstanding need across the city.
Now, they haven't finalized any plans. They're also looking at libraries, parks, and animal shelters. Council members say they'll keep doing outreach to learn everyone's priorities.
Layoffs have begun at the Health and Human Services offices across the nation, and those cuts are having an impact right here in North Texas. Dallas County Health Director Dr. Philip Wong says they get some of their funding from HHS, and they use it to pay the employees who handle vaccination clinics.
We had to lay off 11 staff on Friday, also 10 temporary workers, and many of them were some of the immunization staff.
He says that because of the federal cuts, his office is being forced to cancel 50 community vaccination events that had been scheduled for the upcoming year. Those include measles vaccination clinics at schools. This comes as Texas adds another 22 measles cases for a total of 422 during the outbreak.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.